Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we Zoom with Dale Watson. Recorded March the 21st of 2021, Dale had just released a new album called The Memphians. Terrific instrumentals inspired by his love of the city of Memphis, Tennessee. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Dale Watson.
More Coffee, Country, and Cody is on WSM.
I'm going to do this like one of the voiceover guys would in Hollywood for a movie trailer, Charlie, Megan. Dale Watson is a man who knows what he likes and rides hard to preserve the history and roots of the music he loves.
Wow.
In a world. Ooh. Good morning, Dale Watson. And welcome to it.
How are you going to do it? Man, y'all are so entertaining. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Glad somebody feels that way.
Dale said, I'm watching you guys. I said, oh, you're the one. We knew that somebody was actually participating in this.
It's great show.
And Charlie is pumped that you had the Memphians is the new album. Mm. And Charlie had the greatest parallel to the music and the movie business I've heard so far as it relates to this album.
Man, if Tarantino hears this, he will create a movie based on this soundtrack. It would fit into any film he wants to make, Dale, because that guitar, it's a really, really cool record.
Quentin Spears, please.
Well, tell me about the city of Memphis in your life, because you're an Alabama-born cat has been associated with Texas and still associated with Texas, but Memphis and Sun Studios, and this has been going on for a number of years, but obviously the quarantine and having all this time on your hands is what helped birth this album, The Memphians.
Right. I was in Memphis. I have a house there, an Airbnb, but also got a studio underneath it. It's based loosely on a Sun Records studio. And during this time, I was just doing live stream from Hernando's Hideaway, a venue I own, and with the band, and we were starting to get pretty tight musically. And so I thought, well, let's just go in the studio and knock out this instrumental album I've always wanted to do. And so I had to write a few extra songs, but it just gave us something to keep from going crazy. You know what I mean? and it was a lot of fun. And great musicians, all of them from Memphis there. I couldn't ask for a better way to event, you know what I mean?
Charlie, we were talking about the particular cut we're going to feature this morning, and you and Dale settled up. What we're going to feature?
A Lone Ranger.
Okay.
It's got a kind of a Western vibe to it. You know, this the whole album is a bit of a tribute to Duane Eddy and Ventures and the Buckaroos and all these guys that their instrumentals that used to be a thing. Well, you know that.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, surf guitar was a thing out of a thing that came from that day. What is the kind of guitar that, say, Duane Eddy popularized? Is that a particular style or kind of guitar, Dale?
Oh, yes. Gretsch. Yeah. Yeah, he had the big body Gretsch. He has that big note sound. And I used a Gibson on this, but also, I also use a little bit of a Fender on it. But it's you're right. It has got that sound. It's got that Gretsch, Gibson big body sound. You know, it's one of the songs very inspired by Scotty Moore. He was a Gibson player, so I used one of his models for a couple of songs. But you're right. That 60s kind of had the country and rock instrumentals were pretty popular. I mean, you can name a lot of them: Pipeline, and Wipeout. You know, there's a bunch of stuff that was with Duane Eddy. It was 40 Miles of Bad Road. You know,
so Rebel Rouser.
Rebel Rouser. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear a lot of this. Sleepwalk is another one. You'll hear a lot in these movies that are era movies. You know, they want to recall a moment, you know, which music does. And that's what I'm hoping to do with this album is make moments.
There you go.
Well, let's do that right now with Dale Watson from the Memphians, Lone Ranger, on Coffee Country and Cody, WSM Radio Circle Television. The Memphians, a Lone Ranger, A-L-O-N-E, Ranger.
Yeah. I battle with calling it the Lone, L-O-A-N, Ranger, but
alone. That's our special guest from his home this morning, Dale Watson, joining us in Coffee Country and Cody.
Dale, I just wanted to ask your opinion on this next generation. Do you have any folks on the radio that are up and coming that you enjoy listening to and admire?
The Cody Jinx is one that comes to mind. I don't know if you're familiar with Whitey Morgan. Of course, Sturgill, to me, he's a lot younger than I am, so I always think of him as a young man. But there's a lot of great music still coming out of Country Music USA. I still call it that. I know it's not called that anymore, is it? But I still call it Nashville Country Music USA.
Yeah.
I wonder, have you ever thought about doing a bluegrass album? Because Sturgill, you know, has now done two.
Yeah. Well, he's from Kentucky, so he's kind of – my dad was born in Kentucky, but my bluegrass wouldn't sound very good.
Well, you know, Dale is not an only child. He is the youngest. He's got older brothers. But I'm going to bestow upon him the greatest thing I can bestow upon someone, honorary only child, because he has done exactly what I would love to do. He has his venue that he owns, Hernando's Hideaway, and he has booked himself every Sunday for the next month. And we got live music, and we got bingo. I mean, you got to love that, right, Dale?
Do you also overpay yourself for your gig? That you book yourself for,
Mister? Yes, I absolutely overpay myself. I'm the highest paid artist in that venue.
Hey, you never have to track down the promoter for your money, though, right? So, <yeah. laughs>
well, I find me dodging myself all the time.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you pay yourself before the gig or after?
Yeah. Before, always.
Yeah. Hey, you got the rule of the road. You got our longtime friend Sonny Sweeney coming to do a gig there in May too. We love Sonny.
I was going to mention her too, but I didn't want to be biased. Coming from there, sure is.
Well, I see you often on the Texas music scene with those scoundrels like Pat Green, whom we heard earlier.
Yeah,
Jack Ingram. And all the usual suspects. Ray, yeah, that show is terrific and is sponsored by Whataburger. Did you know, Dale, since you were here last, there has been a major news announcement in Nashville, Tennessee.
Don't tell.
Just a few short miles from the Grand Ole Opry House, we are getting the first ever Whataburger in Nashville, in Herman.
About time.
Amen.
Texas finally came to Nashville in high fashion.
So I've asked this a number of times of artists along the way, now that we are on the backside of it. And I say that the backside of the quarantine and the pandemic and life as we have known it the last year in the music business and in the life of the Grand Ole Opry. We're now doing Tuesday, Friday, Saturday shows. We did that for the first time last week. It had been a year since we'd had a run like that.
Right.
Where were you the last time you walked off stage and then got the news? Wait a minute. Life's about to change.
I was just coming off of a cruise, Outlaw Country cruise, and things got weird there while we were out, and it was in February. And then I did my Ameripolitan Award show in Memphis, and that was the last big thing. We got lucky. Literally, I think it was a February 20 something. And then because of March, everything kind of shut down. So that's where I was at. Lugenbach, Texas, dance hall. That was the last gig I played when everything just shut down. But it was a bit of a warning to it, if you remember, because stuff was happening on cruise ships out in Europe. So, and I happened to be on one in the Caribbean. We knew it was coming, and luckily, it's behind us. I think it is behind us.
Well, I'm so glad that new music is available from Dale Watson. It's out now. It's called The Memphians, and he is our special guest this morning. Thank you for joining us on Coffee Country.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Dale.
Adios.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee Country and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.